Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of the B.E. Peterson podcast. Today, I'm with VP of Sales and Engineering, Steve Flessner. Steve, could you please give us a quick background and how long you've been at the company?
Thanks, Andrew. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I graduated from the University of Missouri Columbia back in 1975, and I started my career in pressure vessels with Neuter Corporation in St. Louis. My wife's from Boston, so we moved back here in 1989, and I've been working for BEP nearly 26 years. BEP began producing ASME code pressure vessels back in the late 90s, and we've been successful in growing this segment of our business substantially in the last 10 years, which is a testament to the engineering team we have assembled here at BEP and our attention to our customers.
BEP is a custom metal fabricator of pressure vessels as well as other custom metal equipment fabrications. So what are some of the design and engineering capabilities BEP has?
BEP possesses ASME code certifications for ASME Section 8 Division 1 pressure vessels, which consist of U, UM, and R stamps. We also have the ability to certify vessels to both the European Pressure Directive, which is PED, and American Bureau of Shipping, ABS, as well as obtaining CRNs from each of the Canadian provinces. We're also ISO 9001:2015 certified. We also utilize CodeWare's compressed design program for designing ASME code and PED pressure vessels, and we use SolidWorks as our modeling and drafting program. We also use AutoCAD for 2D printing or 2D drafting, but mainly it's SolidWorks. We also employ outside engineering design firms for special design analysis, such as finite element analysis, commonly referred to as FEA.
What criteria is used to determine if a vessel needs to be ASME code stamped?
Well, the basic guideline is that any vessel which has a design pressure of 15 psi or higher must be ASME code stamped. There's 48 of our 50 states are actually code states, which by state law requires ASME code certifications in their building codes. PED, ABS, and CRN certifications each require that some form of an approved design basis be used for obtaining the required certifications, and ASME code is a recognized and accepted standard throughout the world.
So how does one go about getting a pressure vessel quote from BEP?
Well, the best way is to send us a drawing or a sketch showing us the vessel configuration and any relevant dimensions, design conditions, plus any project specifications. As a minimum, we need to know the design pressure and temperature, the material of construction, plus if there's any corrosion allowance, whether the vessel is horizontal or vertical, and any size restrictions, the number and sizes of nozzles along with approximate locations. We also have a pressure vessel checklist on our website. You can easily guide one through the questions needed to design a pressure vessel. The more information that you submit, the better the design details which we can provide. Once we have this design information, we run a preliminary set of ASME code counts to determine the pressure vessel thickness from which we develop a BOM. We obtain material pricing and develop a quote estimate, which is submitted to the customer along with an ASME code calc summary showing that we have run the calcs and providing the customer with a model of the intended pressure vessel.
Once the quote is received and a purchase order is issued, what does BE Peterson provide then?
Well, once an order is received and logged into our system, we assign a project engineer. The project engineer is the person responsible for reviewing customer specifications and rerunning the ASME code calculations, making any changes requested by the customer. Also, developing a general arrangement drawing issued to the customer for approval, and developing a detailed bill of material and submitting to purchasing for procurement of the materials. At the same time, the shop production people are loading their project into the fabrication schedules, which include material lead times and any outside subcontracts. Then once the GA drawing has been approved, we can then submit the ASME code calcs, the project job plans, that's the plans with which the unit is going to be fabricated, and the general arrangement drawing to our authorized ASME code inspector, our AI, for review and sign off before being issued for fabrication.
Now, how does BE Peterson utilize their team of engineers to exceed customer expectations?
Well, experience is the key factor in being able to resolve our customers' design needs, as well as managing the lead times of multiple projects. We look at that as demand versus shop capacity. That's really more of a shop operations function, but it's still overall a BEP responsibility. Also, altering specifications upon customer request, it's our ability to customize or to adjust to any requirements the customer may require. Creating a team approach for projects we process from the customer to our design engineering and then to the shop floor fabricators is our forte.